So how's everybody doing tonight? You enjoying school? Anybody having any back-to-school stories they want to share with us? I got a kind of funny story that happened, I think, last night. You guys want to hear it? We have two cats and two dogs, and we have a litter box. You know what, everybody know what a litter box is? For the cats to, like, do their business in. Well, that box is in the laundry room, and somebody shut the laundry room door at night before they went to bed. Yeah, and so our poor cats were, like, you know, holding it as best they could because, you know, cats are very clean animals and they got to go where they got to go, you know. And so my mom wakes up the next morning and walks into her bathroom and she's like, man, it stinks in here. It smells like poop. And she looked and she has a plant, like, by her bathtub, and they had knocked the plant over and, like, got all the dirt out and, like, pooped in the dirt. Because they didn't want to, like, soil the carpet. So we appreciated that, but that was just kind of a, yeah, whatever. I thought it was kind of funny. So how many of you guys remember what I spoke about last week? Let your light shine, right? You guys remember that? Anybody? Anybody bring their flashlight with them tonight? No? Use it at work? That's cool. Shed his light. Yeah, so we have this, and I got a picture to show you from last week that was kind of cool. There you go. You guys letting your lights shine. That was great. That was fantastic. We had a good time. So remember, what is our light? Do you guys remember what our light is? Jesus is the light, and the love that he's given us is the light that we shine on other people. Remember? I don't need to speak that again, do I? Everybody should say amen. Amen. That's great. All right. So who knows what I'm talking about tonight? Desert. I kind of posted this MySpace bulletin, and that's what I was going to be talking about tonight. And I kind of had the idea that, you know how it's been really dry around town, and all the grass is brown lately. Everybody know what I'm talking about? Because it hasn't been raining. But before that, it hadn't rained in like 8 months or something like that. And so everything was really dry and dead. And so I was going to talk to you guys about sometimes we feel like we're in a desert and we need to get plugged into God, and he's like our life and something like that. And that's what I was going to talk to you guys about. But that sort of changed this afternoon, kind of a interesting deal. My mom, I stayed home today because I was kind of feeling sick. And so I was at home, and my mom came to me about 4 o'clock, and it kind of, she told me something that kind of changed my direction. So what I'm going to be sharing with you guys is something fresh. You guys like fresh things, right? You like things that are new. You'd rather have like a fresh enchilada than one that's been like sitting on the floor for like 8 months, right? Yes? No? Or like a nice yellow banana instead of a black one? Yes. So tonight we're going to have something fresh. Well, my mom came to me this afternoon, and she shared some news with me that somebody I've known my whole life, of kind of grown up around, she came and told me that they went to the doctor today, and they have 6 to 8 months to live, and they were going to the doctor kind of as a routine checkup, and now, you know, yesterday everything was fine, and now today they only have 6 to 8 months to live. And I was like, okay, cool, wow. And so I kind of just went into my room and sat down on my bed, you know, and I just sat there for a while just kind of thinking. This was like at 4 o'clock, 4:30, and I was just like, wow, that's like a big deal. And I thought, well, what if that was me? And what if I only had 6 to 8 months to live? what would my life, what would people remember me by, my life by? And I kind of just started looking around my room. And I got a lot of stuff in my room. I've got like, just from left to right, I've got like two guitar amps. I've got a keyboard, and I've got like another keyboard and speakers and computers and iPods and video games and all this stuff. And I was like, I fill my life with so much stuff, you know? And I think a lot of us do that too. We fill our lives with stuff, and we pursue these material things and these material goals. And I was just like, I don't want to be remembered for, man, this guy had a really cool keyboard, or man, this guy had like the biggest computer on the block. And I was like, do I really need like another iPod? Do I really need one? And I was thinking about that and just kind of contemplating these things. And I'm like, what really matters in life, you know? What really matters when you get down to it? And just kind of looking around my room, writing some of these things down. And I think a lot of times we don't like the idea that one day we're going to die. We all know that, but we don't like to think about it. And so we fill our lives with these temporary things that kind of help us forget just for a moment that one day we're not going to be here. And we don't like to think of our lives as being something temporary. You know, we like to think that we're going to live forever. And of course we are, if we're saved, we're going to go to heaven and all that. But we like to think that on earth we're going to be here and it's going to be cool and we're going to just have a great time. And a lot of times we live like we're going to live forever. And we spend so much time on things that don't really matter. And with this news today, I just began thinking, man, I want to start really spending my life on things that are going to matter. That when I'm gone, the things that I've spent my time on are going to continue on after I'm gone. The investment I've made in people's lives, the great things that, you know, I hopefully have done, those things will continue on without me. And people will remember that I was somebody that God used. And so, what am I talking about tonight? Desert, yeah. I don't have any notes tonight, so this is just kind of a freestyle, you could say. I don't do that a whole lot. Let's go to the next slide. I have a little visual aid for you guys, and then I have one verse, and then we're going to be out of here. How many know who these guys are? The Three Amigos. Anybody seen this movie? I really like this movie. And so I'm going to use an example from this movie, a short clip. I'm going to play it, and then I got a verse to share with you guys. I'm hopefully going to tie this all together, and then we'll be out of here real quick, okay? So let's roll this clip. Thank you.
flip up.
Yeah, so that's great. So we've got these three guys. Lucky Day had just a tiny bit of water, right? He was really thirsty, had just a little squirt of water. We had Ned Niederlander, who got his canteen and just dirt fell in his mouth, right? And then we've got Dusty Bottoms, who just had tons and tons of water, okay? Now, how does that apply to being in the desert and the stuff that I just told you? I don't know, but hopefully we'll tie it in together. I've got a passage of scripture I'd like to read you guys. You guys like the Bible, right? You like Jesus and the stuff that he said? Yeah, it'll change your life, right? If you read it and apply it. If you read it and apply it, right? How many of you guys have been reading your Proverbs every day? Anybody? Who has read, if you've read one proverb this week, I'd like you to stand up. Just one. Just one. Or one or more. At least one. That's awesome. Give yourselves a hand. You guys are doing a great job. Those of you who didn't stand up, I'd just like to encourage you. You know what we're doing is we're reading the proverb of the day. Today's September 12th? 13th? So today you'd read Proverbs 13, and you just kind of go do that throughout the month, and when the month is over, you start over. I've been doing this, man, probably for about 10 years off and on, and my life's a lot better when I'm doing it than when I'm not doing it. So I just want to encourage you guys to keep doing that. And if you're not doing it, hopefully you'll be able to stand up next week, all right? But in John 4, what verse am I starting with? Verse 4. When you read this little passage, okay, you guys ready? Okay, so this is talking about Jesus. So he came to the city of Samaria, or he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat by the well, and it was about the sixth hour. The sixth hour is noon. And a woman of Samaria came to drink water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." This was really a shock to this woman because a Jew would not be caught dead talking to a Samaritan, and especially a Jewish man even speaking to a Samaritan woman. Things were very segregated in Jesus' day. And so Jesus answered her and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Then the woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I give, whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water..." Oh, man. I'm going to start over verse 14. "But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become..." God. I should have got my NIV Bible. What is this? New King James. This is killing me. Okay. Verse 14. One more time. "But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw." Yes, thank you very much. I did a wonderful job reading that, and you should be clapping, so... Basically, Jesus is sitting at a well. A woman comes up to get water from the well, and Jesus says, "Hey, I'm really thirsty. It's really hot outside. Would you mind getting me a drink?" And she says, "What? You're not supposed to be talking to me. I'm a Samaritan." Jesus says, "If you knew who I was, you would be asking me for water, And when he said water, he was talking, you know, water in the Bible is a picture of the Holy Spirit. And in this passage, he's using it as a reference to salvation and everlasting life, which he had to give her. But she didn't understand. And she said, give me this water that I might drink of it and never thirst again. I think a lot of us know people in our lives who are thirsty, who are hungry, who are searching for something. They don't know what they're searching for. They're like these three amigos. They're very, very thirsty. Their lives are a mess. Their lives are a wreck. And some of them, like Lucky Day, come to church every once in a while, and they get a little taste of God, and that kind of just quenches their thirst just for a moment. Some of the people like Ned Niederlander don't even know where to look, and they're looking in all the wrong places, and the things that they search after just makes their life worse, and they get into drugs and sex and gangs and all these things, and they just put, it's like dust in their mouth. It just makes them even more thirsty. And then there are people like us, and I hope that we're not like this, but sometimes I think that we kind of are. We're like dusty bottoms who have everlasting life, and we have the gift of God, and we have this investment that God has put in us, and we come to service, and we come to church, and we worship God, and we get so filled up that we don't even realize the people around us who are thirsty, and we just drink and guzzle and drink and guzzle, and then we just don't even share it with other people, and we just walk on by when there's people just dying for a taste, dying for a drop of that water, that everlasting life that we have. And so that's kind of when my mom gave me that news this afternoon about this person who only had 6 months to a year to live, I started contemplating, what's life really about? And as I do whenever I hear stuff like this, and it was just, you know, you gotta do what you can while you can do it, because you just don't know how long you have to live. And what I want to be doing is sharing the good news about Jesus and sharing that everlasting water with other people who are thirsty. You know, Proverbs says, he who wins souls is wise, and I want to be wise. How about you guys? So I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes, and just begin thinking. Think of one person in your life who you know is thirsty. Who you know, if they died tonight, they probably wouldn't make it into heaven. And I believe that when we get to heaven, God's going to ask us, why didn't you share my love with this person? Why didn't you share this everlasting life, this water that would make them never thirst again? What was it that kept you from sharing my love with them? And I don't want to be asked by God this question. I want to share Jesus with as many people as I can. So as you think of this person, just begin to ask God, Lord, what is it that you would have me speak to them? God, show me how to share your love with them. Show me what it is, Lord, that they need to hear that would bring them back to you or bring them to you. You know, maybe you're that person tonight who has never asked Jesus into your heart. I'm going to pray a prayer right quick, and you can pray this prayer after me. And you can know for sure that when you die, you're going to go to heaven. So I'm going to pray this prayer, and I pray that and have everybody pray after me. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Jesus, I'm going to follow you for the rest of my life. Lord, help me to know what it means to be your child. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord Jesus, I thank you for each one of these people who are here tonight. God, I pray you would just show us, Lord, how to share your love with people. God, help us to look beyond ourselves and not be so concerned and consumed with our own lives and getting the things that we want and just being so material. God, help us to see, Lord, people as you saw them. Lord, see people as needing you and needing a Savior. Lord, give us the boldness and the courage and the strength to reach out beyond ourselves and to share your love with other people. God, help us to make a difference in our lives and in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys are awesome. I love each one of you. Share the love of Jesus with somebody this week, all right? And we'll see you next Wednesday.